April 21st. Spring cleaning should begin with the head and end with the heart. Anonymous. Spring house cleaning. How I dreaded doing it. Every window dull with grime. Rugs needed beating. Crammed closets crying to be weeded out. I called my friend Jane over for coffee to help me procrastinate. "Listen, I hate it as much as you do," Jane said. "But each year I make a game out of spring cleaning. I compare each task to a personal improvement I'm trying to make in my own life. That way the cleaning seems less burdensome, and it means I'm doing two things at once." I tried it. Washing windows reminded me to keep an open mind, one which truth and love could shine into clearly. Thrashing at my rugs, I vowed to banish old resentments. Sorting clothes from overstuffed closets into the Goodwill bag, I tried to rid myself of trivial attitudes. Noticing how my polished silver gleamed, I determined to wipe away the tarnishing effects of hatred and fear. After each chore, I said a little prayer to reinforce my resolution. The chores went much faster, and at day's end, I not only had a gleaming house, but a satisfied mind. Today, why not let household chores remind you of attitudes in your life that need freshening? House clean your heart while you house clean your home, and see how both will sparkle. Father, show me creative ways of removing negative thoughts and attitudes from my heart.